decades. Jantz's analysis is the latest chapter in a back and forth that has played out about the remains, which were found in 1940 on Nikumaroro Island but are now lost. All that survive are seven measurements from the skull and bones of the arm and leg. Keith Peters reporting.
Home Depot will pay $27 million to settle allegations in California. The retailer illegally disposed of hazardous waste. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning at 5 1/2 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. The news, as always, is brought to us by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Great service. Same great walk-in humidor. Good morning, everybody. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like today, Jared? Prince Jared?
Well, it's currently 46 degrees downtown. Today, we have 70% chance of showers with a high of 64, a low of 47. Tomorrow, it's going to be partly sunny during the day with a chance of showers at night with a high of 67, a low of 48. On Sunday, we have a 30% chance of showers with a high of 67 and a low of 42. And on Monday, we have a 30% chance of showers with a high of 64 and a low of 49.
Okay, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Their customers are warm friends during this time of the year. Did you say it was going to rain today?
We have a 70% chance of rain today.
So, let me say it's pretty good. So, and before 4 p.m. Okay. And then tonight, and then tomorrow, partly sunny. So, it's going to be some rains this weekend. So, good morning, everybody. And welcome to Amy. And Amy has brought her friend.
I brought two friends
brought
today.
Two friends.
I'm a very greedy person. So, I have two whole friends, everybody.
One's a dog.
Well, yeah, it still counts.
Okay.
So I brought Kate with me today. Kate is works in our development department.
Uh-huh.
So
what do you develop, Kate?
I do media and donor relations.
Media and donor relations. Okay.
Yep.
That's
donut,
me.
Donut relations in the
morning.
You can
do a lot better over here if you bring donuts. And if you're making the rounds today at all the TV and the radio stations and all that, you would, just buy yourself two dozen and drop them all over there.
Listen, they can just be happy with our presence alone. We are charming.
Oh, that presence.
Our presence.
Presence. Okay. Okay, well, that's cool. So who'd you bring today?
Okay.
Besides Kate.
I brought a little buddy named Kent. Kent is a three-year-old rat terrier mix. He's a really smart little dog. He's silly and kind of quirky, and he walks really good on a leash, and he would do best with respectful children. Most small dogs, just as long as they're not going to sit on him, he's fine with it. And he does great with other dogs. So he's available for adoption right now. He's already neutered and up to date on everything. And he is...
Small dog.
Yeah, he's a small dog. He only weighs, 17, 18 pounds, maybe max. So he's not very big. He's under 20. And he appears to be potty trained. He goes when he needs to go. And, he's available right now. And we are running a really awesome special for our St. Patrick's
Day. Where is Max?
Oh, Kent?
Kent. Where is Kent?
Sleeping by my feet.
Okay. A little bit early for him this morning.
Yeah, don't bother him, okay?
He's Max. Fine. I kind of like the name Max.
Well, now I have to change his name when I get back to the shelter. No. I'm not as a huge fan of people names for dogs, but Kent kind of like fits him. He seems kind of like a serious little, like he's going to do taxes or something.
You should name every one of them.
No offense, any Kents out there, they're actually accountants.
Mark. Name all of them.
Would
name all of them Mark.
Mark 1 and Mark 2.
Yeah.
Mark.
Like
yeah.
George Foreman used to name his sons.
Yeah, George 1.
And George.
He would love that. So we are doing a really fun special for St. Patrick's Day. So from today until Sunday, not this coming Sunday, the whole week Sunday. So from today until next Sunday, I think it's the 18th. I'm not good with
17th
dates.
We have 17th is St. Patrick's Day,
so
but it goes to the 18th.
It goes to the 18th.
Right.
All of our dog and cat adoptions are only $25. So you can take Kent home here for only $25. You can get lucky and get a best friend.
You will spray paint the the hair of anybody that adopts the dog during that time green.
We should make them green. See, I should have came to you for my idea, Carl. I should have called you first.
Well, I tell you what, if you're not adopting and offering like a little green neckerchief, every dog gets a little green neckerchief around its neck.
Well, listen, they're discounted adoptions. You should be really excited about that part.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe.
That's cool.
Well, maybe we'll throw out a handkerchief.
Okay, Kate, you've got something written down there. You're just wanting to talk about.
Yes. We are so excited about our upcoming Doggy Dash, which is a certified 5K and 10K walk run at Turtle Bay on Saturday, March 24th. And even if you're not a runner, that's totally okay. I'm not a runner. And just bring the kids, bring your dogs, and just come on out and have a great time with us.
Okay. And that's when?
It is Saturday, March 24th.
Okay. That's a couple weeks from now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can still register to online at havenhumane.org if you want to register to get a spot in the race, and it should be a great time. Super dog friendly, so you can take your dogs. Okay, he's three.
He's 3 years old?
Yeah,
he's 3 years old. Okay, so these dogs live a long time.
They do, yes.
So it's not like, you know, so when you take this dog on, and he's cute, he's got he's black with brown face and very alert looking, and in fact, is kind of winking at Jared.
He's still waiting for Jared to share his breakfast sandwich with him.
Yeah, and you know, wait a long time,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Unless you've gotten a lot bigger, like, you know, or you bring a snake in to drop on Jared. Then we all share on Jared's snacks while he runs out of here screaming. Okay, you like snakes, right?
I do. I don't, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, why do we got to get into it, Carl? Just not ones in the toilet.
Okay.
So Kate actually does want to go over really quick our amazing sponsors that have sponsored Doggy Dash thus far.
Okay.
We have tons of amazing trail sponsors, but I really want to thank our four top Doggy Dash sponsors, Dr. Rachel Barnhart, DDS, Dr. Shiva Nikravish, who's a pediatric dentist, True Ride Cycling Studio, and Reading CrossFit. So thank you so much for your support.
Okay, and that's going to be March 24th. You'd like to have everybody register early through over at Haven Humane on your website.
Havenhumane.org.
But you will, if you show up at 8 o'clock that morning, you can sign up for 45 minutes.
Absolutely.
And then you can run. Now, your dog doesn't, you know, if you want to just walk the 5K, you can do that.
Yes, absolutely.
And with your dog. And just the only thing is make sure your dog's on a leash and that it, you know, and you know your dog. The dog's going to be friendly with other dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a place that we have.
We can keep it drama-free.
We can have a
drama. Everyone get along.
A drama-free. Yeah, there you go. I like that. Drama-free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
You did great today.
Thank you.
Kate, you did great.
Thank you. Always.
So, as always.
You forgot that part.
You know what? As always.
I like sitting right here. You're going to have to tell Linda she's going to find a new gig.
You tell Linda she's going to find a new gig.
Tell her I warmed her chair for her and everything.
Whoa, okay. That's exactly what I'll do.
No, it's just weird sitting like right next to you instead of across. I keep looking over to see you. It's kind of strange.
Well, you know, the hardest part on that is keeping your mouth in front of the microphone because people will turn when you turn your head, because these are built to capture, you know, people talking into. When you turn your head, it goes, like this. And Trish Clark... That's Trish all the time. Watching the producers trying to keep her sound
just
level.
Something
they're
shiny
just,
right
they're just
here.
Watching her like this. They're just watching her going up and down, up and down, up and down like this. It's hilarious watching this. And she goes, "What?" Okay, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you know what? Let's get Ken adopted today.
Let's do that.
You know what? You've had a couple really, really cool dogs come through.
I have, but I've had a lot of them be adopted.
So. That's good. Let's just keep that up. Okay.
Yeah. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Sleep Number. Sleep Number. You know, my sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. And the reason that we like these beds so much is, one, they're made so well. We've had this, 4 years at least? And she can sleep in a softer bed than I do. So if you're married and you can't find a bed that fits both of you perfectly, well, you can now with Sleep Number. Not only that, but 91% of the people that have Sleep Numbers would buy them again and recommend them to their friends, as we have. It's comfortable so much that it contours to your neck and shoulders. It has everything in this. Okay, how do you get a Sleep Number bed, and why should you go down there right now? Well, for right now, Queen Mattresses are starting at only $899.99, $899.99. Right now, during the spring clearance event, save up to $600 on their most popular beds. At Sleep Number, it's in the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there and tell them Carl and Linda sent you. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Beatles concert production. Join us Friday, March 30th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Paperback Writer, The Beatles Experience, live at the Event Center. Hear the hits from The Ed Sullivan Show through the colorful Sgt. Pepper's years and on the rooftops of Let It Be, performed with spot-on vocals, looks, and sounds. Paperback Writer is guaranteed to bring audiences the most precise experience of the Beatles. Remarkably authentic, amazing vocals, a must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets for this are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Do not miss your chance to see Paperback Writer, The Beatles Experience, in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, March 30th. A good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better at the River.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boy, let me free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock. Roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Bob. Linda's on assignment. Linda's singing tonight at the Builders Exchange, the Electrician's Ball tonight down at the New Sheraton Hotel. And This is a great event every year. The Builders Exchange puts on, and it's a way for getting all the local contractors, and they all get there and exchange ideas. But it's really a Super Bowl. It's a dress up type thing. They got they have these silent auction items that people make. You know, you get out of like Shasta College and all this. I mean, it's really, really a cool event. The trades are putting us on, and you know, what is so great about that is the trades. You know, we talk about getting our kids to college, and look at Shasta College is offering free tuition in 2018. Can you believe that? Free tuition for people there, but you've got to sign up, you've got to get into the program, you've got to take a full load. It is absolutely fabulous. Here it is, they're offering free tuition. Now you used to be able to say, well, I can't afford that. You know, it's just gotten more and more expensive. Can't say that now. It's free tuition. Think about it. Free tuition in a full class load. So you could take a full class load over there. I imagine you can do it, and I've got to check this out. But what about doing it in mechanics?
Do they pay for your books, too?
I don't know if it's about the books. Well, I don't know if it's just free tuition. That's expensive. I always used to get used books.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as you found out what the books were, you ran down to the bookstore and got all the used books. Because if the teacher's using it for like 3 years in a row, when you buy the new one, even back when I was going to college a few years ago, it was expensive. And you could tell if I felt like I had this one, during the week of exams, you know, you'd have like five exams over 2 weeks or over a week. If I felt like I was pretty good on that course, I go sell my books before the exam. Okay. You know what? Party central. Hey, I'm finished with it. What do? You sell all your books, and then you party the rest of the week. You know, I guess that's bad. I guess that's probably not the way it's probably not the way to tell kids to be today, to act as a perfect role model there. But that's what we did. Anyway, but free. Can you believe that? And so I'm wondering if you could probably use that free tuition to get yourself into the trades, too. You know, the welding classes, the heavy equipment, the auto, diesel technicians, diesel mechanic type things getting in there, into the other types of degrees that you can walk out tomorrow and get a job. Because, you know, they do need people all the time in all these trades. They're short. You're short truck drivers. They're short everything. And just think, they're rebuilding Southern California. Because of all the fires. What else do we have going on here? We're going to give away some tickets. These are for the Riverfront Playhouse. I've got like four or six here. I can take them in twos, fours, and twos and fours. March 10th through March 31st, it's a Jack of Diamonds. It's good at any performance. And it's a comedy. And in it are a number of great actors, of course, but Wade Riggs and Bobette Riggs of Riggs Media are in this, and they are hilarious in this movie, or in this play. And if you want a couple of tickets, and like I said, it starts March 10th and it goes through March 31st. These are good for any of those nights. And if you want a couple of tickets, just give us a call, 605-4567. 605-4567. If you want two tickets, you want four tickets, it'll take the first caller. Have you heard about Flippy, the burger flipping robot, Jared?
I read a headline. I didn't actually read the article, but yes, I.
Cali Burgers it's in Pasadena. They have Flippy. Okay, get ready, all those people with that $15 an hour wage. Flippy, the burger flipping robot, uses thermal and 3D cameras. To check when those burgers are all cooked the same way, and then he goes and he flips them, and he moves back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Now he works in conjunction with the people that are preparing the meat to put it in there. So the question is the next iteration, will Flippy be able to just to pick up the hamburger, drop it on the griddle, and flip it? Now right now Flippy is resting. Why? Why do you think Flippy's resting right now, Jared? This is not a trick question. He's resting because so many people have come down there. They have overrun Flippy. So they have people having to help Flippy flip burgers. So Flippy's resting. Flippy costs $60,000. Now think about this. I've got a burger. I've got a burger flipper that will work. And they can make, and the people that invented it are trying to, you know, so you can go faster and take more. It cost me $60,000 for this burger flipper. And this burger flipper can work. If you got, if you're open 12 hours a day, it works 12 hours a day. And if you pay a burger flipper $15 an hour, right? So that's what, $200 a day? Something like that. It's 150, at least, you know, $15 an hour, so $10 for 10 hours, it's 150, so for two more, it would be $180 a day. A day times 7. How long does it take to pay for Flippy? Not long. And what if you have Flippy and you have two Flippies going because you have two burgers going? And you think about this. How long before it pays for itself in the first year? And then after that, doesn't you don't have to pay. And plus, you're not paying health care. You're not paying workers' comp. You're not paying taxes on Flippy. Flippy's just flipping.
Well, hopefully they don't make Soundboardy.
Soundboardy? No, they will never make Soundboardy. And I'll tell you why. Soundboardies, just you've got to have a sense of humor. You got to be able to drag in things. You got to be able to do a number of things. Plus, if you abuse Soundboardy, of course, if you abuse Soundboardy, he doesn't care. Soundboardy just keeps pushing. He just keeps pushing the buttons. I don't, you know what? But I can't say you're not going to have a Soundboardy. But I don't think you and I will see it. Yeah. So, but okay. Now, along with Flippy, are you ready for this? Is Squirty. I'm not making this up. Squirty is the ketchup and mustard squirter for burgers in this. Squirty does not work. Squirty. I watched Squirty when they had it. And the little robot runs back and forth, you know, trying to squirt hot dogs all laid out and all the and the hamburgers. Squirty is Squirty is not perfected yet. Squirty squirts it everywhere. You get it on the plate. You get it on the hamburger. You get it on the wall. It tries to go down the line and squirt hot dogs. Some it squirts some. Others it squirts on the floor. So we don't have to worry about Squirty right now. But if you think about it, how hard would it be was after Flippy flips the hamburger, hands it over to Lettuce Boy or Lettuce Bot, and it just puts the lettuce and tomatoes on there. This is scary. Or you go into it and say, hey, put your own lettuce and tomatoes on it. And yeah, people won't want to do that. Anyway, Flippy the Burger. Now, it's called Cali Burger, and it's going to open it up in like 50 or 60 locations throughout the country. The Oakland mayor, the lady that turned in, that warned all the illegals that the ICE was coming, is now under investigation by the feds. They're saying that when she did that, she put federal agents put them in danger. So the question is, do mayors and states have the right to override federal laws, change the laws, put agents in danger? Do they have the right to do that? Or and if they don't, and they make their own laws, is this a form of nullification of the Constitution and of the laws of this nation? Do they have a right to do that? According to Jeff Sessions, they don't. Jeff Sessions says that they are going to bring lawsuits against the state of California on three different laws that the state has made to protect illegals. And here's the thing I don't understand is people are standing up and saying, oh, no, we need to be a sanctuary state. We need to protect illegals. But they're saying it's all illegals. They've got this guy in, another example in Colorado, hit and run, ran into a truck. Truck explodes. Driver burns to death, trapped and burned to death. The guy runs. The sheriff's deputies catch him, won't turn him over to ICE, and he's in the jail right now. But they will not turn him over to ICE. The guy's illegal because they said, well, you know what? We don't believe in doing that. We're not gonna help you. We're not going to help you do that. I don't quite understand where the country's going yet. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after that. Today we have a number of things happening. We're bringing in... not bringing in, but as a guest, Marcus Parton, who is a real estate developer, but he also has Wine Village, and he's going to talk about business in town, things that they're doing in town, and what can be done to help bring business into town. Because, you know, we're right in the middle of this cannabis thing, and I want to come back. I want to talk cannabis. I want to talk, is it something that we need? Is this something that the time has come, or is this just another way, a cheap way to try and get money that's going to have a long-range impact on our community because we're too short-sighted to see that? We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right of way. Or Willie. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Redding community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Craftmaster. Craftmaster Windshield Repair knows the ins and outs of proper windshield management and repair. Been doing this for decades. A veteran-owned business that can take a little bitty chip that's smaller than a dime, smaller than a penny, small, and fix it before it gets really big, or he can fix cracks over 2.5 feet in length. He does this for a living. He does this with quality workmanship. This isn't a part-time job. This is what Jeff Worst does, and he does just an outstanding job at it. Stop on by 3208 South Market Street or call 241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, okay, you know what? I know there's important things in life. You know, you're supposed to be able to see them in the paper, right? What is it that headlining news is Colin Firth, who I'm not sure, I think it's an actor, Colin Firth's wife admits having an affair. First of all, who is she? Who is he? Who is she? And why do I care about if she has an affair or not? Why is that news? Why is that news? Who's Kim Kardashian? I hear Kardashian all the time. Oh, you're shaking your head on that one, huh? You know who she is, right?
I really wish I didn't have to, but it's kind of impossible.
Here's another one.
Some of that stuff.
Penguins discover camera. We discover penguin selfies. Top of the line news. Now, here's something that I see that that the economy added 313,000 jobs in February, buddy. I wonder if that includes Flippy, the hamburger flipper. If Flippy catches on, you know how many people will lose their jobs because of that? And then the kiosk up front, when they come in, they just order off the kiosk. They don't talk to people anymore. You're making, you're making fast food, which used to be the ground, the beginning, the beginning jobs for kids, leaving, during the summers, or people that were doing it part time and all this, to supplement their money. It's gone. It's gone. It'll be gone in 5 years, maybe 10. You won't have that anymore. But you will have cannabis. You will have marijuana. What do you think about this? What do you think about this, Reddy? What do you think about having cannabis coming into our town and up to 10 different places? And where do you think the owners are going to be of these shops? Do you think they're going to be local mom-and-pop shops? Is there a rule that says that? Are they going to be coming out of Canada? Are they going to be coming out of Southern California or Mexico to own these? Is there a rule that says they have to be right here, have to be residents of Reading to start these? And if they do start them, well, how much money is coming to the city of Reading? How much is this? And then what about how you're going to control it? You've got all these 71 pages, and oh, no, we're going to do this. But when they asked to do things like keep them a little bit further away from school campuses, they didn't do that. How about marking it that this is dangerous? Nope, they're not going to make that bigger. They're going to still have food that is sweet and tasty that's got cannabis in it. And yet we seemed here in the city just to kind of accept this. Are we just numb that we can just accept anything that comes through here? Then why don't we just, and the reasoning that Julie Winter says is so that we can control it. We can better control it. And we can take the money and hire more police. Hire more police for what? To take care of the cannabis? What about the people that break into your cars? Wouldn't you rather have the people that are breaking into your cars be controlled more than cannabis being controlled? Because trust me, you're not going to make a dent in cannabis. Marijuana, you're not going to make a dent in it with a couple of policemen. And the other question is, come on in here. Come on in, Keith. I'm going to jump you in this, too. What's your question this week? What's your question? There's our Keith Huesner, Man on the Street. What was your question this week?
My question this week was Mary Jane.
Oh, there we go. Okay, so you're going to be talking about marijuana. Maybe we ought to start this now. I'm railing on about it, about this. But how many people did you talk to? A lot of people?
Yeah, I talked to, I submitted six, I believe.
Six?
Around.
I tell you what, well, let's start that right now because I'm right into the middle of my marijuana rant. Okay, it'll take a couple minutes. Here I am, and I don't know what the respondent said. I'm of this that if you're going to do it, let's just admit what it is. It's another mind altering drug. And the fact we're doing it strictly for money, not to try to control it because we're not going to control it like
exactly.
This. Because kids can get it easier in school than they can alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So how's that? I don't know how we're going to be able to control it better that way. There's still going to be a black market like you can't believe because they're going to tax everything. And the fact is that if this is really to control drugs, control it, why don't we do this with heroin and meth? Let's just give people heroin and meth, too. Let's just make it legal, and so they don't have to steal anymore. Because ask the police, why are people stealing? Drugs. Just make the drugs available for them then.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to start this?
I am.
All right, let's hear the first one.
Reading City Council approved for recreational cannabis businesses in the city.
Do you think the distribution of marijuana would be good or bad for the city, and why?
That is such a loaded question. If we're coming from the perspective of capitalism, would it be beneficial for businesses? Is that a form of revenue for the city? Knowing that other cities have profited from that, if Reading is trying to duplicate that model, it could be beneficial from a financial standpoint. Whether or not it's beneficial for individuals is a different question. I think people would need to know what their limitations are, and remember that everything that's legal doesn't necessarily mean it's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as from a business standpoint, financial standpoint, if they're attempting to duplicate models, they would need to make sure that it is something that is fit for Reading, and for its market and for the population that lives here. So I'm sure that they've done their research, and if they deem that it is profitable, we'll find out in the coming year or so.
Okay. That was, if you look at it purely from a capitalistic point of view, maybe it's working in some areas.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if we have the follow-ups on that. What did you get from her? Because she was obviously when you dropped it on her like that.
Yeah.
She's right. It is a loaded question. But I thought her answer was pretty good.
It was a very good answer.
Yeah. What was the noise in the background there? Are we getting ready to start a dance or something?
Yeah, that was one of the teachers at the school, and so.
Oh, really?
So during that, there's a performance going on tonight at the school.
Okay.
But they were doing the rehearsals, and I actually didn't think I'd catch the music in the background, but.
No, I did. It came through. Okay, so that was one of the professors out there. Mm-hmm. at Simpson University. Then,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so capitalism wise, that it could be make money. On the other hand, she's right. You know, what kind of impact is it going to have on our society here?
Exactly.
I don't know. Do we trade money for a lower? You know, people say, well, you need it for a higher quality of life if you can use this to clean up the areas. Or will it just lead to a people store, flocking here already so they can buy it, and plus all the neat things they get from the county? Let's go track number two here.
That's a good question. I think it can do a lot of good because it is medicine, and it's more inexpensive than pharmaceuticals, and I think it can also help benefit the economy and help create jobs and give more job opportunities overall to the communities of Reading.
Okay. So he thinks it's a good idea. He sees it as making jobs. He sees it in the medicinal. As the medicinal side of it, not the recreational side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you think about it, 90% probably of the people that got their prescription for medicinal were probably using it for recreational. I mean, that would be my estimate. And when I talk, I read what a lot of the dispensaries were saying. They're saying, oh, yeah. You know.
I mean, more than likely, yeah.
I mean, most people likely come in here for, to enjoy it. But there are people, I understand, there's creams and all these kind of different types of byproducts,
mm-hmm,
of marijuana that's used. It's really good for aches and pains and all those kind of things. So, and, soothes stomachs, helps people sleep. I understand all that. And I have no problem with that. You know, the dispensaries, I have no problem with dispensaries.
Yeah,
but when you get into the active market that the city is backing, because this is essentially the city is backing the sale of a federally controlled substance,
mm-hmm,
even if it's and it falls under the same line of heroin, cocaine, and meth. But that's where I have a problem. That's where I'm starting to have a real problem with this.
I don't know. I think, for me, I'm kind of on the fence with marijuana and everything. But I feel like that the government or city council is viewing marijuana and saying
that it has than, you know, heroin, marijuana. I mean, heroin, cocaine, meth, stuff like that.
Okay.
Which is probably why they're, like, allowing it. And, I mean, I don't know, but that's what...
No, I understand it. No, it's got a different type of, I mean, you get a buzz,
mm-hmm.
but and you don't get, well, some people, I guess, do. I mean, I haven't been around a lot of people that smoke it.
I mean, it affects people in different ways.
Yeah, yeah. But I understand then how cocaine works and how heroin is mm-hmm. and meth and all that. I understand that. And I see what you're saying is that it's got a different type of impact on people. But it's still, you know, but I still want the city of Redding to just admit that, hey, we're backing we're backing the drug culture here by letting even though that other people.
Yeah.
Other cities are doing this, the state's doing this, so we need to get into this. But I want them just to admit mm-hmm. what they're doing. Just say you've bought into the drug culture. Just say
yeah.
it. I mean,
yeah.
just admit it. Just say we're doing it for money. And, you know, if you can control a little bit, okay, that's fine. But we know that's just, you know, hoo-hoo. So, anyway, okay. Hey, I'm here with Keith Houston. We're talking about his question, a great question, that the city of Redding is allowed marijuana sales. And what do you think about it? And we've had two really good answers. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur. I can't think of another place in town to buy guns at than Bastiani Arms. Long guns, pistols, all the accessories they have to do with it. Classes on CCW, classes, hunter safety. They have it all at Bastiani Arms, and veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding, open Tuesday through Saturday. And if you smoke marijuana, you can't buy a gun. It says it right there. It says, do you use any of the, you know, including marijuana? And if you say yes, one, you cannot buy a firearm. And two, if you have a firearm and you're doing it, you can't have a concealed carry. Just one of the byproducts of federal laws.
Priorities.
We'll be right back. Priorities. There you go. I like that, Keith.
It's all going to pot, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're sure gonna miss it a lot. All of the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot. I got $100 bill, friend, to keep your pills, cause it's all going to pot.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
A long, long time ago.
Don McLean is one of America's most enduring singer-songwriters, forever associated with American Pie. And he's coming to the Cascade Theater Saturday, March 10th at 7:30. It's a rare opportunity to hear Songwriters Hall of Famer Don McLean live March 10th at the Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket to 300 acres of fun with free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year, plus discounts at the new Sheraton Hotel and the Mosaic Restaurant. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $7 a month for two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, come discover why it's wonderful. For more information, please visit turtlebay.org.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 at the epicenter of the changes in Reading, right here at 1326 Market Street. 48 degrees, going up to 69 today, 70% chance of rain. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. And if you're taking a lot of propane, you just, you know, spread those payments out. They've got plans for you for that. Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this segment. Over 25 years in the business. We'll see Martin and Pam tonight. Any type of heating and cooling systems, a veteran-owned business. He'll be down there at the electrician's ball. Give him a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We called him the other day. The guy comes in there. 30 minutes later, had everything fixed. Laughed, joked with us. Out he went. It's like having Uncle Bob come in and fix your thermostat. The thermostat was kind of weird. I thought it was because Linda and I were poking the buttons. And you set it up so it can, you know, it has a different, these things are, every day will have a different temperature if you want, right? Mm-hmm. No. I said, turn all that stuff off. Just have it on, off. That's all we want. On, we set the temperature, off, set the, And he says, I understand that. I'm technically challenged. I'm here with Keith Houston. We're talking about marijuana being sold in the city. And he's our man on the street, of course, and he's asked that question. So let's go to hit number three here.
Well, I think it's happening anyway. Mm-hmm. So if it's legal, then perhaps it could be regulated and kept safe instead of having other chemicals added in or something like that. And, you know, maybe we could make some revenue for the city on it, too. Not sure how that works, but I think it'll be better than just letting it run rampant.
Okay. You know what? And that's my other side.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to run rampant? I mean, is it already running rampant? Jared? Keith? Do you think, is it really easy to get marijuana out there? I'm not trying for you to incriminate. Yeah, both of them look at each other. I'm not trying to incriminate yourself, but you guys are out in the community. You're young. And I'm hearing that it's really easy. So it must be. If parents are telling me their kids are telling we can get marijuana easier than we can get beer.
I mean, just growing up and going through high school, I mean, you had to have known people that were, you know, the stoner crowd. And,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, stoner crowds, yeah.
So clearly, if high school kids can get it just as easy, you know, when they're 15 as opposed to 35.
Well, if you know, you're right. So wake up and smell the coffee, Carl. Okay. All right. So what she's saying is, well, and we can control it. You know, if it's out there, you know, if it's going to be there, and this is what the city is saying, let's take some, and let's tax the devil. All right, let's hear the next one.
Well, you know, it matters if a lot of them try to make them grow their own weed that they sell.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And all of it's tagged now, too. It's got to be tagged and registered, and you shouldn't let you tag it. If it's legal, you can grow it. If you can sell it to themselves, then they're trying to make money, and but it turned into like a business, and they could tax it. I don't think it's good. And people have been doing it for years, you know?
Okay, I get that guy. He's obviously experienced with it. And what he's saying is, hey, they've been doing it for years, but having the government get into it? Nah, this is a free enterprise. He's into free enterprise.
Well, he was also talking about growing it. And I have to kind of say that, like, you could grow an opium poppy, but, I mean, would you really know how to process it into heroin? Whereas, like, if you grew some pot, you just pull it off the plant and
But it's not that easy, though, is it? I mean, I was in a bar in Las Vegas with my buddy, motorcycle, and we're talking about marijuana. Mm-hmm. And this was a decade ago, you know, before it was legalized anywhere. And we were talking about how, you know, something about it. And this guy down there, I said something in fact, just like you did, just grow it and pull it off and smoke it. And this guy moves down the bar and goes, it's not that easy. And he gives us a 10-minute lecture on how hard it is to grow marijuana. You know, how you have to grow it, and you have to trim it, you have to do all these things to it. I mean, by the end of it, I'm sitting there thinking, gosh, this guy's got his, you know, degree in agronomy or something like this. So but what this guy was saying was, like, you know, we should be able to grow our own. And if you can grow your own and smoke it, then why does the government need to get into it?
Yeah.
Is that what you got out of that?
I mean, apparently it's a very long and you know, strenuous process just to get.
An arduous process.
For me, you know, my girlfriend again lives in Humboldt County, and she knows a lot of people who like grow their own stuff, and it's not really a game, like it's kind of just like a.
This is just what they do.
Yeah.
Is it for themselves or their friends, or are they selling it too?
I think it's more they sell it. It's more like just for business and stuff.
Business. It's a business. It is a business. Okay. How many more of those we have left? We got a couple more.
We got two more.
Okay, let's hear them. We got 5 minutes left.
I would think it'd be bad, considering depending on like the age of the person. Technically, I mean, if they're under the age of 18, they shouldn't. But over the age, I mean, you get a medication card or a medical card, yeah. And so it would be better off that way.
Ooh, that's tough. I'd say it'll help definitely boost the economy, but I think it'll be good just because. Marijuana is so, it's already apparent in the city as it is. So for them to regulate it and for that to get cracked down on it a little bit more, like to have like certain rules and regulations that has to go through, I think it'll be better for the city.
Okay. So what was the age range on all the ones you talked to, Keith? And I'm here with Keith Houston, our man in the street from Simpson University. And you were at Simpson, but where else were you at?
Walmart.
You know, last time you were on, the answers were really good. If you remember, we were all talking about, well, that's really thought out answers. Mm-hmm. You should take these and send them to Walmart and say, you ought to use this in your ads. These are the kind of people you have here that, you know, articulate and think about mm-hmm. these. Anyway, so what was your age range, would you say?
I would definitely say it was for sure around 19, 20 to mid-30s.
Mid-30s. Okay, yeah. So they're in that generation that mm-hmm. they've been introduced to pot and all this.
Yeah.
You said also, we're not saying which one, of course, but one of them said, oh, wait a minute, I'm high. Give me a second here, I'm high.
Yeah. that was interesting.
And it wasn't the one you probably think it is either. Mm-hmm. So what did you get then? So for the overall, it sounded like there was nobody really against it.
Yeah, the vibe was, from talking to everybody, was mainly just, you know, it's already here. We know it's here. So many other states have already legalized it. It's already been, prominent in our city. So, you know, we might as well just already make it legal or like legalize it and stuff. And that was basically what everybody was feeling was,
it's time to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and those are the voters. Those are the 30-year-olds that will, you know, that are, they don't vote yet because they haven't figured it out yet that they can control everything.
Yeah.
So we'll get another good job, buddy.
Thank you.
You need to, next week, like around Wednesday or Thursday, is just send me a text and say what it's going to be so I can advertise it the next day.
Got you.
And, because, you know, if you get the idea of something big like this, how it impacts on our city, because this is a big thing. And it's interesting to hear the people you've talked to, and to, you know, some of them are more articulate than others, but who have thought about it,
mm-hmm.
and that it is, you know, from college professors on to guys that grow that stuff, and what it can happen. So, any last thoughts on that? Is it getting easier?
To be honest, when you guys gave me the press pass, I think it got a little bit more intimidating for people when I approached them, like, oh, I'm with. You know, I'm with KCNR, so can I do an interview with you? And
oh, really?
I think they were more accepting of it when I didn't have it than when I did have it.
So, take it off then. Go. Yeah. You know, we're not using names. We're not doing anything like this. We're not trying to embarrass anybody. You haven't brought anybody on it. I'm sure you've got some that are just like, after they start, you go, okay, I won't turn off the phone, but you know, I'm not going to use this one.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a great job, Keith. We appreciate that. And, again, I can't wait till next week, see what that is. So, also for us to have our lunch together next week.
Yes, sir.
So we can figure out where the next year is going to go to. How long has it been, though?
October, November.
Since, yeah. Oh, that's great. Okay. All right, everybody. When we come back, we've got Marcus Parton with us. Marcus is a businessman, a developer. Is opening up Wine Village, plus a couple other things he's got here. And we want to talk about all of those, but we also want to talk about what his take is on business here in Shasta County and how we can help grow business. How do we, as individuals and in the community and not the government, grow business here? We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
With employers expanding payrolls in February by the most in 18 months.
There was no chill in the air when it came to February hiring. 313,000 jobs added. We had upward revisions for the previous 2 months. So this was well above the consensus estimates coming into this report.
Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick, along with Wall Street, the White House, is cheering the jobs report.
The Trump White House says the addition of 313,000 new jobs in February is the latest evidence of rising wages, soaring optimism, and a revived American economy. On Twitter, Vice President Pence hailed the employment report as great news. He said nearly 3 million jobs have been added since Donald Trump was elected, calling it a year of results.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Right now, Wall Street's key averages all up around 1%. Former U.S. Ambassador to South Korea Christopher Hill says the prospect of talks between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un is a phenomenal development in a long history of Washington's rocky relationship with Pyongyang.
Certainly, the North Koreans have invited American heads of state before, but this is the first time an American head of state said, sure, I'll go. So this is really quite extraordinary.
Kim offered the meeting. Mr. Trump took him up on it. The talks focusing on denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula could take place by May. British investigators now retracing the movements of a former Russian spy and his daughter before they collapsed from nerve agent poisoning. Investigators trying to discover how the toxin was administered. And looking at Wall Street, the Dow is up about 276 points, the NASDAQ 80 points higher, the S&P is better by 30. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Reaction from North Korea's closest ally to word of a pending Trump-Kim summit. Publicly, China is welcoming the development. However,
some Chinese diplomats behind closed doors will be urging caution, though. Remember, China hosted the failed six-party talks, and at the last hurdle, North Korea pulled out when it seemed like there was a deal. They were going to give up their nuclear weapons in exchange for fuel aid and diplomatic recognition from the United States. But publicly, at least, they've got to be encouraging this to take place because they've been heaping a whole lot of pain on their traditional ally, North Korea, and would argue it's done more than anyone else to force North Korea to the bargaining table.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell. A Canadian company's hardware being used to hack internet users along Turkey's border with Syria, according to researchers investigating the situation. News and analysis at townhall.com. Daylight saving time kicks in Sunday morning. We spring ahead 1 hour. But if Florida lawmakers get their way, there will soon be no falling back.
The Sunshine State Legislature this week passed a bill that would make it the first to adopt year-round daylight saving time, meaning later sunrises and sunsets from November to March. Backers say it would help the economy, figuring people would visit stores later and that most Floridians are tired of changing their clocks twice a year. If Governor Rick Scott signs the bill, the plan would need congressional approval, and that likely means it wouldn't happen until 2019 at the earliest.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstra. Massachusetts Institute of Technology researchers find that false information on Twitter travels 6 times faster than the truth, and it reaches far more people. The study looked at more than 126,000 stories tweeted millions of times between 2006 and the close of 2016. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading at the epicenter of the changes in downtown Reading. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 9th of March. News is always brought to us by Tobacco and Brew. 7 days open, 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great walk-in humidor, great service. You can't ask for a better place to walk into than Tobacco and Brew. Let's go to the phones and talk to Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Susan. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are rallying this morning after a positive jobs report. Non-farm payrolls unexpectedly grew 313,000 in February versus a projected 205. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 252 points at 25,147. The S&P 500 is positive 30 points at 2,768. And the NASDAQ Composite gaining 77 points at 7,504. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 39 cents, trading at 32.59, GE positive 18 cents, trading at 14.69, and AK Steel down 14 cents at $5.32. For local stocks of interest, FedEx up $3.95 at $2.43.92, PG&E positive 3 cents, trading at $41.76, Bank of Commerce no change at $11.50 per share. In the bond department, Treasuries are climbing with the 10-year note rising 4 basis points to 2.90%. And over two commodities, gold is up 90 cents an ounce at 1,324, silver positive 13 cents at 1671 per ounce, crude oil up a dollar, trading at $61 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Susan Eastman, who is the first vice president of investments down at Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive. You can give her a call at 243-7561. If you need somebody to look at your investments, things are changing so fast on the stock market and moving so quickly. You need somebody there that maybe wants you need to have them take a look at what you're doing now, see if that's the right mixture that you should have to get the full amount, amount of what you should have in your investments. Susan Eastman, 243-7561. Speaking of weather, what's the weather look like here, buddy?
Well, it's currently 48 degrees here downtown. We have a 70% chance of showers today with a high of 64, a low of 47. Tomorrow it's going to be partly sunny during the day, a 30% chance of showers during the night with a high of 67, a low of 48. On Sunday we have a 30% chance of showers with a high of 67, a low of 52, and on Monday we have a 30% chance of showers with a high of 64 and a low of 49.
Okay, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, operating out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Business. The city of Reading is backing
the drug culture and is back in the drug culture and going to have up to 10, I guess up to 10 stores you can buy it. And part of this is because the city needs the revenue. Now, my next guest is somebody who has nothing to do with illicit drugs. I hope. No, illicit drugs. But he was a businessman who is bringing money to the city in a variety of different ways. We're having, it looks like the economy is still stagnant and all this. But this, and this is one of the reasons I brought Marcus Parton. Marcus is a gentleman of vision who has been in the process of building one, having one business getting ready to start, and has several others on the horizon. So thanks a lot for coming in today, Marcus.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
How are you? Now, the biggest one, and tell us first of all about you and Kelly. Y'all are not from Redding.
I'm from the Bay Area. I've been up here about 12 years totally.
What brought you up here?
Real estate. You know, at one time, as Redding and the area was one of the fastest appreciating in the United States, started doing a few things up here, and next thing we knew, we had a house up here, and then driving back and forth, and finally, just for a number of circumstances, decided to make it home.
Well, that's great. I mean, you know, the city has been blessed by you and Kelly coming here, because you all have been involved in not just business, but also many other things around here, and Kelly's on a number of different organizations.
Right. Former president of the Cancer League.
That's right.
And involved with, like you said, a number of different causes.
Yeah. You had the idea, of course, you're the force behind the Wine Village.
Yes.
So when did you come up with that concept?
About 6 years ago, I was with a friend in Eastern Washington, and, you know, we were out, and he used to live here. He was involved in the medical field and also a winemaker. And we went out to this place in the middle of nowhere. It had 17 wineries at one spot. I thought, well, that's interesting. They don't have a lot of other things around. They don't have hotels. They don't, you know, it's, you know, what's the draw? And got a little twinkle in my eye and thought, you know, I got to find out what the demographic is. And as it evolved, the demographic that they drive to these places, these wine villages, which we ended up looking at every one in the Western United States, is travelers and tourism. It's right here.
And we have that already.
We have it already. One of the funny things when we started off, it's like, why would people consider driving up to the Shasta Cascade to taste wine? And you know, the research came out later, but it's already been done by the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, they conducted a survey through a group a few years back, what people want to do when they come to this area. And they broke it down to, you know, here's a tourist attraction, there's a tourist attraction, Sundial Bridge, 19.8%. Wine tasting and visited winery, 22.2% of the people that come in. So you got 3 million visitors a year.
Gee. 22% of the people come up here for the wine or the visiting a vineyard up here.
That's one of the things that they want to do when they're here. And so they're already here. And with a business that's drawn like that, we have some other characteristics in this area that that people in the wine industry and direct-to-consumer sales really wanted to, you know, wish they would have. As an example, I was up in Amador a couple months ago, and somebody plans the same thing. They said, this is a fantastic idea. We're going to do a wine village because it's really a destination, you know, where you go and learn about wine, and then there's food and some other things. And he says, this is a great idea. And we get done with our meeting, this multi-million-dollar winery, and I said, you're right. Fantastic. You have one problem. How are you going to get the freeway and 3,000 hotel rooms up there? And he got it.
Right then.
He got it right then. You know, better for smaller producers. It's not for everybody. You know, they need a certain case size because it's expensive to create a wine village because it's his own destination. It's like Napa's a destination.
Sure.
What blows people away is Napa sells twice as much wine as they produce. It's a destination where people go, and typically, you know, they used to just promote during what they call the Cabernet months, you know, for promotion of tourism. Now they're, because of people's perception of what happened with the fires. They're kind of doing a little bit more promotion right now because it's not the wine's off so much, it's tourism. Wine tourism's off.
Mm-hmm.
A big part of that business.
Wine tourism's off, and that's a big thing for them.
Yeah.
And they were selling twice as much wine as they were producing, so it had to come from someplace.
Well, it does. It comes from blends. It comes from Amador mm-hmm. or Lodi or Sassoon. And the other thing is, you know, you only have so much room in Napa Valley. You know, it's very contained.
We're here with Marcus Parton, and we're talking about his concept, how he and Kelly, his beautiful wife, came up here 12 years ago, and because of the real estate and what they saw as a booming real estate market, and then it eventually ended up staying here. And it becomes such an integral part of our community. They've started the Wine Village, and why the Wine Village, and he's been talking about why that is. We need to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Moving local dreams forward. That's what they do. Their newest branch at 1845 California Street. Check it out. Extended hours. The people working there are your neighbors. You can walk in and see Jeff Fink. He's the president of the bank. He'll be walking through there. Say hello to him. Say, hey, I want to find out what Cornerstone Community Bank can do for me. And they're more than happy to introduce you to all the assets, everything that they can do for you at Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Marcus Parton.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. Veteran Community.
The 10 Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here. A celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the 10 Tenors return with their show, Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, 6 albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the 10 Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be-sold-out show, The Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
Sober, leave me alone.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 9th of March. 48 degrees going up to 69 today with a 70% chance of rain. Take your umbrellas with you. Excuse me. Did you hear that? The coffee was working on me at that point. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this segment. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Rebecca and Henry, great people there that own the store. That's where Linda goes to buy all of her baubles and diamonds and other things like that. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Marcus Parton, a entrepreneur, a land, business development, land development, and also the driving force, he and Kelly, behind Wine Village. And what exactly the Wine Village is, what exactly will the Wine Village be, Marcus?
Well, the Wine Village is it's a village where you learn about wine. But California has a wine law where wineries in the state, anywhere in the state, can have a secondary location, a tasting room location, anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for some wineries that are located far off the beaten path, sometimes that means a retail location, you know, so they can get closer to that customer.
Mm-hmm.
But the Wine Village is really a destination where that key demographic comes in to taste and experience wine. They're not going to come in, like we have 15 to 18 different winery locations in the Wine Village. They're not going to go in and try that many. You know, they're going to come in and try a few when mm-hmm. they visit. And so you not only put in the wine tasting rooms, but also the amenities that have been proven to attract that key demographic. You know, fine dining, casual dining, inside dining, outside dining, shopping, some retail shopping, plenty of abundant parking, you know, things like that, and an event center, very important.
So what kind of event center are we talking about here?
We have a 69,000 square foot event center with three different areas to it. So if you
69,000
square feet.
It's pretty big.
It's big. It's big. Can hold a lot of people. It has a stage, you know, where it looks like the outside of an estate winery with wine barrels and huge wine doors. It has a 2,700 square foot covered pavilion area and it in a huge grassy area that slopes down, and then it all opens up to a view of a vineyard and the mountains on three sides marking the end of the valley, because we're only about 4 miles south of Shasta Lake.
Wow. So this sounds like, you know, this is huge.
It is.
This is not something you can just throw up overnight. How long have you been trying to get this thing up here?
Let's see. This lifetime.
This lifetime. Yeah.
Working on it as fast as we could get it open. 5.5 years.
5.5 years.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. You know, we're not here to sling rocks at anybody, but 5.5 years.
Yeah, and right now it's actually a good ending point, because we just got all 11 building permits approved, ready to issue last week. So the timing is really good.
5.5 years to get 11 building permits.
Yep. Well, and it's a little bit more complex than that. You know,
I'm sure.
Because it's not a cookie cutter development. You know, there's no other wine villages in this region. You know, so it's kind of new. You know, we have that event area that you talked about. You know, from a code standpoint, it's a public area. From a beverage control standpoint, it's anything but public. You have to do an overlay of beverage control law over the whole, every square foot of the property. Somebody's got to be responsible at all times. So it's either an individual winery, or it's a restaurant, or it's a master caterer if it's the event area. So it's complex.
Well, 5.5 years, though. I
yep.
mean, what was the largest I guess obstacles in this?
Part of it's a system, Carl, and I think it's overly burdensome. You know, the county needed to understand what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're the lead agency on it, but they have to look at what California law is and the regulations that have come into place even during that 5 years is amazing. In fact, that's one of the driving forces of wineries wanting to get involved in the area, is because wineries have a increasing regulations that cover them, and rightly so. You look in our area or areas that are maybe more rural in nature, you have these wineries that are, you know, out of ways, typically, and you have the neighbor next door that wants peace and quiet. Well, how does the winery deal with events every weekend with different people coming up and down the road and at the same time protect the rights of the landowners?
I understand that.
Yeah.
But they're, but 5.5 years, and but you're not going out where there's like neighbors. You've got yourself kind of a wide open area there, right?
Well, there's neighbors in the area, but it is commercially zoned, tourist commercial. So, yeah, and as we look at that 5.5 years, some of it was our doing, our planning. We needed that event center. That really took an extra year, you know, because of, you know, planning approvals and getting that integrated, because from a winery standpoint, these wineries are open 7 days a week. They're driving in their ideal customer that are, you know, experiencing their wine, making the connection the first time. If they have, they don't want to close their doors to a private event when they may be missing out on that customer. As an example, a wine club customer, you know, 6 or 7% of those people who walk in will become wine club members for an average of 2.4 years. They are worth over $1,000 each, you know, when they walk in the door. So it's about that winery making connections. So when people go to the store, they recognize the brand, or they can buy it online. And but from a standpoint of the amount of time, I think it's a combination of a system that needs some repair from the regulatory standpoint. And I think the people involved in regulation would tell you that as well. You know, their hands are somewhat tied. But it's also, you know, we had to get it right. And I look at, as an example, I ran a timeline of the new Sheridan that opened up.
Yeah.
Same thing. You know, you look at how many years that took for a major project to get done. And, you know, we thought we'd be open 2 years ago.
Yeah, but you didn't have a hostile, you didn't have a hostile crowd working against you except the estate. Okay, and when we say that... The county, the county's got an antiquated system. You know, the people up in Selma still don't have anything open up there. You know, and I'm not even going to get into why that could be, but you say an antiquated system. Is this being able for them to be able to react quickly to what the state changes are, or you know that what could help this? Because we're talking about what could help businesses start. Now here you are for 5.5 years. Frankly, if you could have had this thing done in 3 years. We've had 2 years of revenue coming out of the wine village.
That's true.
So what could be done? I mean, what did you notice when you say, you know, say a system that's binding or antiquated? Was it just the lack of people? Was it the lack of being able to change things quickly on blueprints or that kind of thing? Did it have to take a person looking at each one of these?
All of those. Yeah, D, all the above. You know, It was really every aspect of it. You know, we had to get it right. Number one, we had to get it right. Right. And you know, there was no cookie-cutter approach. For example, we were looking at a design that incorporated the best of everything that we saw. And so you have the regulations that are ongoing moving target involved in that. And their ability, the county's ability to process it, we probably have as much to do with that delay as the county does. They, you know, I think they're changing some of their systems to update them, but you know, the county, just like city, limited resources.
Well, that's what it gets down to. It is having just a finite number of people to look at all the different things that are happening, especially if it's something new where they've never, you know, they don't have a template for it.
And it's not just people processing it. It's the software and the systems in place with the county that keep up with today's regulations. You know, it's one, it's expensive, limited amount of resources, takes time to get people up to par on their functions. And so so many times I've been asked, well, you know, the county, or you know, the look what they've done to hold you up, and it isn't just that. You know, it's the state, it's federal. You know, if you look at the agencies that we had to be involved with, they're just a lead agency. They're responsible for overseeing all the regulations that you have to comply with. And so sometimes it gets, you know, people look at the county because they're it, but there's more to it than that.
5.5 years, 11 buildings, including the event center.
Yep.
It just, to me, seems like a long time. It is a long time. And so I guess then we would have to ask the Board of Supervisors. They're coming in a week or so. And I need to ask them on something like this. 5.5 years, when if we had maybe a different type of software, this kind of thing, we're missing out on 2 years of taxation, really. I mean, revenue that could be coming in. And this sounds like this is a big event center. This is a big thing. This isn't a little, you drive in and you see it all in the first 5 minutes as you drive in, your wine village. I mean, this is a big event out there.
It's estimated 127,000 people will be there the first year.
Well, and you think about that, 127,000 people rolling through there.
Yeah.
That's you know, and every one of them uses gas. They decide they want to stay overnight. There's hotels. There's food. There's, you know.
It's wine tourism. There's 21 million people a year in California for wine tourism. They stay longer. They spend more money per diem. They're good tourist business. And the good thing for us in our area is they're already here. They're already here for other reasons.
Yeah. Okay, we're here with Marcus Parton, who is he and his bride Kelly put up the wine village, and they just got the final approval last week for when are you going to dig? When's the first shovel?
You know, we did about $400,000 worth of grading a couple of years ago because we wanted to be ready as quickly as possible to bring it out of the ground, and so it's been kind of anticlimactic, and we've actually some of the early reservations we had fell out because it's like, oh, it's not going to happen, whatever. And you don't see all the behind the scenes.
Yeah. I mean, this has taken a long time, but y'all have been working constantly. I know you've been working constantly on this thing. So
it's in our court now.
All right. Good. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, started right here by retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. They have a number of different things they do besides concealed carry. Find out by checking out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back after these messages with Marcus Parton. It is 8:31 in the morning, 49 degrees, going up to 69 today here on the 9th of March with a 70% chance of rain. So take your raincoat with you. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
On Friday, March 9th, at the new Sheraton Reading Hotel at the Sundial Bridge, the Trade School is hosting the Electricians Ball 2018, an elegant evening of dining along with the Craftsman's Art Auction. This fundraiser supports scholarships and technology upgrades. Please help us create rewarding career opportunities in the skilled trades. Millions of jobs are waiting. Our young people deserve a prosperous future. Visit ShastaBE.com/events and register or call 221-5556. All are welcome.
The Trade School, the Shasta Builders Exchange. Train, build, succeed.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. I have a word for men, women, boys, and girls, and it's very simple. God created you just the way you are, a male or a female. Feeling like you are the opposite sex or having an irreversible surgery will not change that fact. Don't allow the anti-God sexual revolution to destroy the awesome person God created you to be. And parents, don't let this insanity destroy you and your children protect them by your family having an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
So the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. I'm here with Marcus Parton and of the Wine Village and other things. I want to talk to him about other developments he's got going here and some other ideas. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold, a place to go to get your hair cut and elevate your testosterone levels when you walk in there. Linda won't go in there anymore. She said she walked in and she's starting to feel like fuzz growing on her on her cheeks. So she walked around, turned around, went back out. Okay, a couple of the things I do want to announce, though, is that next week there's going to be a fundraiser for the Bob and Chicks Bella Vista Farms. It's all about the animals. It's going to be Friday, March 16th at 5:30 is a social hour. It's going to be a corned beef dinner. It's going to be your early St. Paddy's Day. It's going to be at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Give Chick a call at 347-0544. The Healing Psychic Fair, a small intimate event. Saturday, March 17th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It costs you $3 to get into this. And it's going to be over at the Conscious Living Center next to Taquita Los Gordos. At 1325 and 1307 Tehama Street there, right next to the sandwichery. They're going to have everything from Reiki Master to natural handmade healing salves, chiropractic sessions, essential oils. What do you think about that? Do you go to those? I'm with Marcus Parton. Do you go to those?
I didn't see that coming.
Well, she did.
The
she
psychic
said,
fair.
She says, well, tell Marcus I said hello. Sandra Jennings and presents the Healing Psychic Fair. I've been to those before.
Hey, don't forget about the celebration of North State Wines. That's Saturday night.
It's this Saturday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Mercy Oaks. I think there's still tickets available. As of yesterday, there were tickets available.
This is a big thing here.
It's about a dozen wineries, you know, and you get a chance to go and meet the winemakers and winery personnel. So it's like hitting 12 different wineries, dinner, paired appetizers, raffles, really a lot of fun. Typically, it's a sellout. I know that there's some... The tickets are, it benefits the Palisadro Community Park. It's the 14th year, and the fourth year we've been a sponsor for the Shasta Wine Village of it, where we got these great glasses.
You have great glasses, and Linda took it and ran with it. In fact, you've got a cup here. I'm here, I'm drinking coffee out of my cup. You've got a cup that says, there's a chance this might be wine.
There is a chance.
Did you see that cup? That's cool.
You know, it's kind of funny because the background's in the real estate business. Mm-hmm. But because of the association with some of the Viticulture Association, Chasta Cascade Viticulture Association in this region, and got to know these people and friends over the years. And I've been asked to be a wine judge for 4 years in a row at Chasta Fair. I told them I have a hard time getting past wine I like, you know. But really fun, interesting process, great group of people.
Yeah, I'm going to be a wine judge. You know, we would go down there to these things, and we used to judge the Dutch oven contest. And you think of Dutch ovens, you think of chili. No. They've gone so far beyond that. They're cooking three-layer cakes in a Dutch oven, and they're cooking, rack of lamb, all these. I mean, it was just unbelievable the type of food. So, you know, yeah, I can I can see where being the wine judge and you like this one wine, and just so the rest of the evening you're sitting there sipping that. You go, well, I don't know about the rest of these, but this one's good. Other things you're developing here in town. I mean, do you see Reading as a place to, I mean, right now, you know, and I talk about being at the epicenter here, downtown Reading, of things happening, you know, with K2 and the police station behind us and all these other things that are happening. What do you see here, Marcus? I mean, you've been in real estate and real estate development for a long time.
You know, our area has its problems. We got to overcome. But there is a feeling that there's some very, very positive things happening in the area. And I think we're ready for it. You know, you look at other markets, other areas that are just blooming now. And some of it's the economy. Some of it, you know, right now the equities in San Francisco or some of the other cities have just gone crazy. And typically we're a secondary market.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have all the potential of that. You know, I know we've been compared or the analogy of looking at Bend, Oregon at one point and what they did, because they were about the same size for a period of time. And yet they've really taken off and, you know, have a river that runs through it, have a big tourism base.
Sure.
And they've done some things right.
Why can't we have something? If you look at, and I know you've been to San Antonio, they've got a ditch there. They call the river or whatever they call that there on San Antonio, the Riverwalk. It's not a river. It's a canal. It's a cement canal. So, but they call it the Riverwalk, and they've got everything going up and down. They've got little food barges going up and down. They've got all these stores. We've got this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful river and one restaurant, now two if you want to count the Sheratons, on the river between here and Red Bluff. Two. And only one of them really has got a view of the river. The Matrix doesn't have a view of the river.
I got a great answer to that question.
What is that?
I spent a lot of time in Austin, even in the last couple of years, been there. And, of course, they're a little upset at Californians because now we've caused so much traffic jams because they've been good at recruiting our business. So they're upset at us. And so I would answer that question. And, you know, you've taken the drive from Nevada into the state, correct?
Yeah.
You've come from Oregon and come into the state that way off I-5?
Uh-huh. Right.
What's the first thing you see when you come to the state?
Bad roads?
No. The sign.
Oh, California.
Welcome to California.
That's the hard thing?
I think that's the hard thing.
Oh, just trying to get this developed because of California.
Okay,
I got it. It's because of trying to build something along a river.
Or anywhere. It's the regulations of the state that are, I think, overly burdensome. And, you know, the good news from our standpoint for the wine village, we have 90% of the wine market. I mean, you know, we're the envy of the world. People come from all over the world to that tourism base, that 21 million is just not United States. These are people from China and Japan and whatever. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah. Mexico.
Canada.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is a viticultural area. It's a registered viticultural area. And that helps some.
It does. And there are certain pockets of that, like up in Manton or up at Shingletown, where that happens. But our area for wine, our region's 186 miles north to south and about the same east to west. It's huge. And, you know, where you look at Napa, 29 miles, you know. Big difference.
I heard you cannot serve food at the wineries down in Napa. Is that true,
and you'd see that, and it doesn't matter whether that's really in Napa or not. You can take a look at what's happened in the wine village. To be a winery, you can only sell what you produce.
Oh, okay.
And so that's part of the winery. So you can't make it. You can have it catered and brought in.
Okay.
You can eat. In there, but you can't do anything that you don't produce. And there's a lot of regulations now coming out over the, you know, production of wine, like having dogs in the area, whatever, because wine is a food.
About having dogs in the area.
Yeah.
Oh, we have dogs everywhere in the area.
Yeah. Got to watch that.
Got to watch that. So I'm going to take a quick break here. I'm going to do an early break. So we can talk about things you've seen in town. And what you think, you know, when you say that we've got our problems here, are we talking mainly the transient homeless crime problem we're talking about?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, this portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security. I guess it's an appropriate time to talk about North State Security. They've been in the business for 50 years, starting this year. Lance Beck's dad started this 50 years ago, North State Security. And between Lance and Lance's father, they have the largest privately owned security firm in Northern California, north of Sacramento, with well over 100 officers, over 200 clients. And they do everything from football games to Colt 45 games to guarding our public resources to patrolling the river trail. Yeah, that's right. They're in this too. And they've got a program that if you sign up for, and it's very, very cost effective. I'm telling you, it's cost effective. Give them a call at 243-0295. They will have a uniformed officer there in 10 minutes or less at your business or your home. You need to call them and ask them about that. How would you like that? You know the police aren't going to be there for a trespasser because they're busy doing other things. But you can have a uniformed officer, trained uniformed officer, there at your business or your home, 10 minutes or less. 243-0295, North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Renting Kia, inviting you to clean up with big savings during Renting Kia's spring cleanup sale.
Kia, America's best value gives you more, like America's best warranty and great gas mileage.
It's the 51 mile per gallon 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. You have got to drive this car.
And you'll clean up on a new 2018 Kia Optima, EPA rated 36 miles per gallon highway, lots of room for your friends and family, and a ride you're going to love.
The 2018 Kia Sorento, highest ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017, is available now and at a great sale price.
And you'll really clean up with complimentary lifetime oil changes when you purchase your next vehicle at Redding Kia. So come on, take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy at your Kia Superstore.
Redding Kia's spring cleanup sale on now. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. We both own Kias and we love them.
Redding Kia, Facebook, Instagram, RedingKia.com.
The senseless random killing of 32-year-old Kate Steinle by an illegal alien convict is chilling testimony to how Gavin Newsom's sanctuary city values differ from the rest of us. I'm John Cox, father of four daughters and Republican candidate for governor. Incredibly, San Francisco refused to turn over to immigration authorities a criminal alien with seven prior felony convictions. Instead, they put him back in the streets, where he claims he just found a gun, fired at random, and killed a young woman walking with her dad. The shooter said it was an accident, so, of course, a San Francisco jury voted to acquit him. Like I said, different values. As governor, I promise you that on my first day in office, I will act to repeal Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom's sanctuary state and restore the rule of law. If you're ready to take California back, join me at johncoxforgovernor.com. I'm John Cox, Republican for governor.
Paid for by John Cox for governor, 2018.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
I walk in town. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I just go blah, 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 blah. I have not heard that song in, gosh, I don't know, decades. Summer Wine with Nancy Sinatra and who was the guy?
I don't
know. He closed it. He can't find it. We'll call it back and we'll find out who it is. Can you imagine that? Summer Wine. Of course, we're talking about wine today with our guest, Marcus Parton here, who has begun, and after 5.5 years, has got the final permit for the 11th building. Out at the Wine Village. It's going to be out there in Lakehead, in that general area. And it, so it's going to start.
Mountain Gate.
Oh, Lee Hazelwood. That's who it was. Lee Hazelwood. But that's not all you're doing. You have something right here in town.
Yes.
That you've put this project together. And it's already approved?
Yeah. We got approved last year. It's Hillside Plaza. It's down by the VA building off Hartnell. And then... Uh-huh. Couple acres there, and four more acres on the hill that surrounds the U.S. District Court up off Bocelli
out there. But right now, there's a battle going on with Dignity and somebody.
Yeah, that's moving forward with the environmental impact report. In fact, the money was allocated through City Council this Tuesday.
But that's having an impact on everybody down there, isn't it?
It's slowing things down a little bit. Hopefully it gets resolved because really positive about the Dignity Project coming in.
Oh, it's a good project. Everybody, even the people that, I tell you what, Dr. Randy Smith, who is a river protector. He's the guy that leads all these cleanups and all these things. He went down, he said, you got to prove it to me. And he looked at it and he said, okay. He gave it his blessing. And if that's the case, I realize, it's going to be good for the environment, good for business, good for all of us down here.
Really an amazing project. When you look at the design, I had never been down to that, the open space, Franklin open space, mm-hmm. that surrounded that. And they had a tour early on, I think, probably a year and a half ago.
Right.
And, it's an area that you wouldn't necessarily want to, go down, but they cleaned it all up and the tour. And it's just such a beautiful stretch of the river.
It is right there. Absolutely. So you've got this thing going, and we got Dignity going. We've got the stuff down here in K2. It seems like we're on that verge. What do you see? What do you see happening in the next year or two?
I mean, you're
in there tight with people, Melberg and all these guys that are doing things. And so, what do you see in the next year?
I hope as these things break ground, and it creates the jobs. And before they're completed, because, a project will take a year to build out or more, that it'll create more excitement about what's going on in the area, mm-hmm. and it tends to draw people or focus people in on an area. Although I've been concerned, you said this is the epicenter?
Well, and I like to think of it as the epicenter.
This is the epicenter, and then I heard the news on the Korean,
The Korean what?
Today, I'm just wondering, since you broadcast on the World Wide Web,
that's
if
right.
they hear that this is the epicenter,
we could become
thing?
The target.
We could be the target.
We could, but, Trump is going to meet with Kim Il-sung in May.
That's
Did
wild.
You hear about that?
That's wild.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just move to something that is facing all of us with this tax and this, all these things, is this crime problem we're having. You're building on betting. Well, I guess, really, that's what you do, is you bet that, hey, I've done my research. It isn't, just a, a wag here, but I've done my research. I know people are going to come here. The crime that we have in our city, even though it seems to be leveling off and even dropping and everything, but the car theft, it still is, it still gives, and people are still perceiving this as a harsh place to live.
It is, but it's a impacting other markets like us. That's the thing. Whether you're in San Francisco or whatever, but I will tell you that I believe that the community is supportive of working to solve the problem. How it's going to happen exactly, I think it's evolving. But you have
everybody recognizes it, and it's really touched everybody's life, you know, in this area, and they're working towards a solution, and that's a way to get a solution.
Absolutely. We have to do something. And I, you know what, people were all upset that Adam McElveen stopped this being put on the June ballot. I'm not sure that that wasn't too big a rush. I'm not sure that if that the city needs to really come up and have a well thought out, let's do this and put it on November ballot. Yeah, we may have lost some bucks, but...
You know, we probably did lose some money, but if it has a greater chance of passing and they have a well thought out plan in November, you might see that move forward because, you know, it, obviously the analogy is Anderson and the thought that that's helped some. Down in Anderson.
It really has.
But you have a lot of people that just don't want to throw money at a problem. You know, they want to make sure that there's a solution tied with the dollars.
Yeah, if you want my dollar, tell me where it's going to be spent. And I know where the chief wants to use it, but we go back to the, is it going to be spent for that once it goes into the general fund?
Yeah. And, you know, so getting back to your question or the economic development, the other building that's going on in the area, in this area, that's going to help. That's going to help. You look at the sales tax revenue of the wine village, that'll help the area.
Sure.
You look at the recruiting people in town. Hillside Plaza is an example. We have.
What's that going to look like? What's going to be in there?
It's gorgeous. Actually, it can be viewed on the Nichols Melberg site on YouTube.
Okay.
You know, where and we're going to be promoting it that way, but they actually have a three-dimensional fly-through of the buildings. It looks like a six-story building, although because of the differences in elevation, about 81,000 square feet, medical, professional, 5,000 of that will be a restaurant, and 22,000 square feet of that will be a high-end health club, athletic club.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the two buildings connect. So, you know, walking distance from the new Dignity project, also that renovation that's happening at the Cobblestone Shopping Center down in that area. We see, you know, that area coming along as well, just like some of the things in downtown.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's what needs. And we need to have that. You have to have that look like you're moving forward, that you're taking a step forward. You're just not, you're just not happy maintaining what you have. You know, we get into this thing with, you know, us expanding the FM, all this. This is a money investment we're making in time and all these things. But we believe in the city and that we believe that we can move forward just like the city's moving forward. If the city's expanding, we need to expand. You're putting a lot into that wine village out there, and now the and your other one on your hillside plaza, plus other people are investing a lot in our city, in our area here.
Yeah, I think that's the thing you don't see, Carl, is, you know, like the plans and planning and things you have to go through to get there aren't seen by the public.
No.
So they don't see that. And what they'll see, it's just like when we were talking about images. What they'll see is when that construction starts, it's like, hey, there's something happening here. And as that evolves out, I think you'll have a greater feeling that, gosh, things really are changing in the area. And things are changing for the better. And you know, even from a planning perspective, I think, you know, I hear better things about the city, better things about the county as far as them becoming more responsive to the needs based upon the realities of what they have to go through.
What business? I've only got like 2 minutes here. What business would you think would be a huge success here?
Radio station.
Thank you very much. We're here. No, I mean, and by the way, tell everybody you listen to us here, you know, Marcus. But what do you think? What kind of business would go good here in town?
Well, you hate to say tourist-orientated because that is that's sometimes those jobs don't pay as much. But those people are already here, so it's a small footprint. And so that helps build, you know, as we have restaurants and we have, you know, we need more good restaurants, I think.
How about, I know we talk about, you know, the river, but that's a whole show and enough time. How about something to the effect of an upscale retirement necessarily a home, but a subdivision, something like that.
That's a different show, and we have a project for that, too.
To me, that seems perfect, because look where we are. We have got the same, almost same climate as Palm Springs,
except better. We have lots of things to do for seniors. You know, we draw that market. We have equity refugees that want to bring their money into this market, Yes, I think it's
We
huge.
Are not marketing to the veterans because they have veterans villages in a variety of states. We do not have one up here, and a lot of the retired veterans coming up here, you know, they've had second jobs, they've had all this, and to have it something like this is something else that needs to be looked at, too, in my opinion.
An opportunity.
It's an opportunity. We have to grasp these opportunities. Marcus Parton, who is our guest today, of course, the Wine Village that got its final approval, and Hillside Plaza, which got its approval last year, all of these are there to help build not only people coming into our area, but also the economy, too. Marcus, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks. Come visit us on Facebook, Shasta Wine Village.
And tomorrow night? I mean,
Celebration North State Wine, tomorrow night. Mercy Oaks, you can look at our Facebook site or go to pcpark.org.
Okay. Everybody have a great weekend. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could finally meet up in May, a huge step towards denuclearization. China's foreign ministry says it hopes all parties to the North Korean nuclear dispute will show their political courage, that is, in restarting negotiations. Florida Senator Marco Rubio tells CBS this morning that the meeting between the two comes down to whether the North Korean leader is willing to give up his nuclear weapons.